Welcome in, everybody. In today's episode, Sarah and I are talking all about Q2 motivation. This is your check-in to see where you're at, what you can improve, and what you're proud of, along with April's step challenge information. Don't forget to like, share, follow, and subscribe to our podcast. And of course, stick around to the end for our scoop of the day. And while you're here, we also invite you to leave us an honest review on Apple Podcasts at the end of this episode. It's free and it would mean the world to us. Welcome to the Essential Oils Scoop, where we serve up real talk with real results. Get ready to explore the incredible world of essential oils and how they transform your daily wellness. I'm Vicky Labrilla, and this is my co-host, Sarah Sipos. With over 22 years of collective essential oil knowledge and experience, we are well equipped to bring you the best tips and tricks for all your needs to live life to the fullest. So join us as we dish out the juicy scoop to a healthier, happier you. It's time to elevate your life. Tune in and let's dive deep into the realm of essential oils for a life of vitality and well-being. Can you believe we're already a couple days into Q2, Sarah?
No, I'm not. I'm not ready. Like,
Q1 flew by.
What happened to February and March? I'm not really sure. They kind of blurred through. I don't really, like, I feel like I have been, I mean, I have been blessed to be traveling a lot since January 1st. I mean, I really have been very, very blessed to be traveling every single month, multiple times a month in some cases. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, here we are. It's April. And we're just a few days into it, but I'm like, holy canna, we have been busy.
No, I agree. And so if you've been listening to us for a while and been enjoying this podcast, your ears were tapped into in the beginning of the year about the overall idea of, you know, expansion and pushing ourselves and expanding our limits. And motivation plays a really big part of that. And we told you in the beginning of the year, we would be doing these check-ins. And I think maybe each quarter would be a perfect time to do a reassessment if you're not already doing it monthly. You know, you do you. However, we are in quarter two of the month, I mean, of the year, of the month, of the year. And it is check-in time. And we would love for you to have a conversation with yourself and or bring it to the table on in our Facebook community about how you've been doing with your goals. Have your goals shifted? Have you pivoted in a way that serves you and the future you? So Sarah and I are going to be vulnerable and share some stuff that we've been very successful in. Maybe we've fallen short, but still we're moving in the proper direction. So this podcast episode is specifically to encourage you to do that check-in and to give you some more motivational tips and to incorporate this April step challenge into your monthly plan.
Oh, you know, I will tell you right now, I have definitely fallen short on my step challenge goals. But I've got some exciting things happening in the future that we'll discuss later that I need to get back onto these step goals so I can, Vicky and I were just discussing what I need to do to prepare myself for an upcoming exciting adventure that I am able to partake in this year. So I'm not going to say anything yet because I have to wait a couple more weeks before I can actually say what this all is. So I'm going to be, it's very, very cloak and dagger right this second, but then I'll get to open up a little bit more. But I have not been great about my step goals. And I'll be totally honest on that one. I failed miserably in this past month, just in general. Like, I have not done, my goal was to try to do 10,000 steps a day. I'm lucky if I do 5,000, I'm doing an average of 5,000 steps a day, which is only half of what I wanted to do. So I need to increase that by exponentially. And I've already started this month increasing that. So that is one of my goals that I fell short on. Some other goals though, I've done really well on. So one of my other goals that I've I have a vision board, of course, that I started. I think we talked about it back in December. I started back in December. And one of those goals is one of those sections of my vision board is ready to come off and go into my goal book, like where I keep track of previous goals. And that's in a couple of weeks will come off. It will come off because it'll everything has happened for it. So that's one thing that I've feel like is really great. Again, I'll tell you in a couple of weeks what that is, because I don't want to spoil it. The other thing that I really wanted to focus in on this year was service and serving others. And I've had multiple opportunities of serving others. We've had to do a tornado cleanup. We've had other personal opportunities to serve friends and family and elsewhere. And that was something that was really important to me this year that I had also put on my vision board, and that has, it's an ongoing thing. So it won't come off the vision board till next year when it's time to make a new one, but it's been definitely ongoing. But I've seen it come through already with different things, and it's been a focus of mine. So of course, wherever your attention is, your focus goes, energy flows, right? And so like, that is something we have, that I've been really good at this year. So how about you, Vicky? What have you been seeing? What have you been struggling with, and what are your wins?
Oh my gosh, there's so much. And I have to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying. And so for all of our listeners tuning into this episode, if you were with us in December, episode 63 was released, and it is what is vision boarding and how to create it, like Sarah mentioned. And then we go into habit stacking. We talk about somatic release. And then in episode 67, we talk about accountability versus responsibility, and we introduce the step challenge. So if you haven't listened to those episodes and you're wanting to either revamp or create a vision board and understand accountability versus responsibility, like, go back. Y'all, this is a tool for you that is going to be living on forever. So don't feel like, oh, I missed it and I missed out. Oh, my friend, you're here now. And so this is your gentle reminder to, you know, pause this if you're not ready for this episode, but go back and listen to one that you are. So today specifically, a check-in. And Sarah, yes, you're calling me out to tell my truths. I started out with a bang. Absolutely. My intentions were aligned with my actions. And January and part of February, I was really good. And I'm very proud of how many steps I was making in a day. And even my husband, Oliver, would kind of chuckle because I would look at my watch. And that was another thing, like getting intentional with, as soon as I got out of bed, I put on my watch to count my steps. Y'all, that is a habit I am still not great at. And I'll tell you in a minute. But anyways, January and part of February is really good putting it on. And if I didn't hit my daily amount that my goal was, so I started at 5,000. And for some, you'll think, oh my gosh, that's so menial. But to me, that was a big deal. I am blessed to work from home. So my steps, I wasn't intentional and my steps were dismal. And so I've been building upon that. And I'm here to tell you, some days I made it to 10,000 steps. Some days I made it to 7. And so I had a really great start. And then like a ton of bricks, an event happened in my family and it needed my attention. And this specific event we're still dealing with and working through, but there was a disconnect emotionally and physically of making sure I have my watch on, making sure I am moving my body, even after all the things that I need to do for this situation take place. And I know I'm being very vague. It's just not the place, and I'm not ready to share this publicly yet. However, it did set me back. But this is what I've been learning and I've been more awake with. And Sarah, I don't even have my watch on today. So my steps currently have not counted. But I've woken up from the fog that it put me in. And waking up from fog can take time. Everyone's journey is different, but I'm excited that we're doing this check-in today, truthfully and all with all honesty, because I loved how I felt physically and mentally. And for me, the mental aspect of moving my freaking tush and making those steps happen, it made everything else in my life, my business life, my all of the facets, right? I wear the hat of being an amazing wife, a business partner, owning my own business, you know, all these hats I wear, it just made it easier to get the things done. So Sarah mentioned yesterday to me when we were on a private call and planning things out, she's like, girl, you didn't even register for the step challenge in March. What? I didn't know I didn't do that. That's how like disconnected I was. But you know, today I'm showing up and I'm not going to belittle myself or damn myself for forgetting to do so. I'm here today. And I want you to step into that energy of yesterday was yesterday and we have no control over that anymore. That's in the rearview mirror. There was someone or something that I read. There's a reason why your front windshield is bigger than your rearview mirror. There's more to see ahead of you than there is behind you. And so I'm holding on to that. I'm moving my body a little bit more. You know, Sarah and I love emotions. And I was getting very in tune with, okay, Vicky, your body is telling you something. As busy as you are dealing with all the other things in life currently, you need to stop and take care of you. So what have I been doing? I've been eye-toving myself. I've been connecting in like, what? Why is my body hurting here? I don't know, because I don't know all things. But guess what? My tools do. My emotions book does. And it's helping me release the things that I'm ready to release. So I know that that was like a whole bunch, but that is where I'm at. I'm so excited for Q2. And we do have some tips to help you stay motivated and to help you reach your goals. The first tip, are you ready for this? It's not rocket science. Take it one day at a time. Yes. Take it one day at a time and let go of what you can't control. I feel like I need to put that on a sticky and put it on my forehead. So every time I look in the mirror, I can see it. Let go of what you can't control. Sarah, what are a couple things?
Well, when you were saying that just now, it reminded me of leadership and Hal Elod when he is the author of the Morning Miracle book. Phenomenal book. Highly recommend. Get the app, download the app. It's such a good book and such a good app to use. But one of the things he said was, you can't change it. And I think, you know, he had this experience and was basically told that he wasn't going to be able to walk anymore. And then, you know, obviously he was on stage and walking around, so that didn't happen. But he went back to this sales training he had had as, you know, a 19-year-old kid. And it was one of the things was you can allow yourself 10 minutes to be angry or be upset or be frustrated or whatever. And then you have to go, okay, can't change it. There's no sense in wasting valuable time, effort, wishing you could change something that you can't change. And so I, when you were saying that, like, all I could think of is Hal saying, you can't change it. So now what, right? Like you have to go forward and, you know, we can belittle ourselves and go, hey, I did not do very good on my step goal. Obviously Vicky was like, didn't even join the challenge last month. So
don't know where I was at.
So obviously we didn't do so great, right? But I can't change that. I can't make up steps from March. Like that doesn't work. So the whole going forward is, okay, so now what do you do to go forward? Now that you've like, okay, I've had my 5 minutes of pity party or the belittling myself, now I'm done. Like, it's time to move on. And what am I going to do tomorrow to make a difference? And the reason why I bring up his book is he has this, you know, he talks about the miracle morning. And what I loved about Hal's talk at leadership is that he talked about, like, don't do all of the things that he recommends. Like, he has this whole like acronym of SAVERS, right? And he was like, just pick one or two of those things that you're going to do consistently on a daily basis. And then when you've got that down, then add the next thing.
It's like
And when you
habit
get
stacking.
that down, yeah, very much, very much. And he's got like his whole SAVERS thing is silence, taking that time to just allow yourself like meditation or just allowing yourself to just have that silence. Affirmations, visualization, exercise. I'm going through the alpha. I'm going through the letters in my head. R is reading. Reading a good book, reading whatever, and S was scribing, which basically writing things out, right? Journaling or whatever. And so he talked about this, and I was like, okay, this is great. So if you're struggling of I don't know where to begin, I highly recommend begin there. Like, begin with something that you can add in for your a routine, starting either a morning routine, a nighttime routine, or starting something that you do daily and get good at that one thing daily, and then add to the next thing and add to the next thing. Because what is highly demotivating is when you have a huge, gigantic list of things you need to change today.
Overwhelming,
and you're like,
overstimulated, yeah. And you want to break down. Yep, correct. Mm-hmm.
So, but going, okay. And I've done this year for years is habit a month, like my habit a month club. I have this habit a month, one habit that I work on for the entire month. And then I add one more habit to it. And then I add one more habit to it. And before you know it, by the end of the year, you've got 12 brand new habits that have totally changed your life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going, I don't know what to do first, maybe the first thing you do is make a list of the things you want to change, and then just pick one of those things, right? Just one, not because when we can look at the whole big long list, and we can start looking at like, and I've shared with you in previous podcasts, the wheel that mm-hmm. I send out to my coaching clients, your life wheel, to see where you're lacking in certain areas. And you can go back and find that. We'll link whichever episode that one was in, because I can't remember which number it is now. But we'll link that in this, and we will. And you can go back and go, okay, where do I need, what in my life do I need to add? If you're going, I feel like something needs to change, but I don't know what, go back to that wheel, get a list. Find out what needs, what things you feel like need to be worked on. And maybe you did this wheel a long time ago, you know, back when it first came out, probably 5-ish, 6-ish months ago. And you're like, I already did that. And I've been working on, but maybe your priorities have shifted a little bit. And maybe you've realized, ooh, this goal that I thought was so important to me is no longer as important as I thought it was. Maybe mm-hmm. something new has popped up in your life, and this is the thing that you really want to work towards. So I would say find the one thing and just do that consistently for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 12 weeks, the entire quarter two.
Mm-hmm.
Do it for the entire 12 weeks, but mm-hmm. be consistent. Practice consistency. Like, there's a great goal, right? Like right there, just practice being consistent, like practice consistency. And if you're like waning from that motivation, like remember the goal, go back to why you're doing it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Have a picture of that goal sitting up somewhere, why you're doing it, whether that be because you want to be motivated to be healthy for your kids or grandkids, because you want to go on cool hikes and vacations with them, or whether you want to, you know, learn the Cyrillic alphabet for Russian, because that's something that's on your bucket list.
Yeah, you do you. And even if it's just for you and the benefit of you, my friends, that is not selfish.
No, Just remind yourself why you're doing it. What's your why? Because that will motivate you in those moments when nothing else will.
I agree. And you can't, we can't make this stuff up, y'all. When we were talking about, when we were talking yesterday, we were going back to the vision boards that we've created. And Sarah even mentioned there's something on our vision board that she is able to take off because it's already come to fruition in 2024. These are powerful tools. So when Sarah's saying, you know, envision it, tap into it, it's because you've already created that vision board. And even if you haven't, my friends, you still have time to do it. And that is a great visual representation for you to anchor into and then experience the feelings that will come up, the emotions that come up when that goal has been reached. There has been numerous studies done about the correlation between visualization, affirmations, and affirmations, and having this all come together for you to create that life that you want and is absolutely achievable. Sarah's shaking her head like, yep, yep, yep. So y'all, be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. Allow for that expansion. We are in quarter two. If quarter one wasn't the best quarter of your life, Sarah already said it. We can't go back. We can't make it up. But we're here today, and we're so blessed to be here. We're breathing. We're sharing our life with you today. And you're obviously alive listening to us right now. There's so many blessings in today alone.
For sure. And that reminds me, yesterday I was listening to, oh my gosh, his name is going to totally escape me. Victor something. Anyway, he was Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan's coach. Okay. And he said this thing, and he said, if you're depressed, you're living in the past. If you are anxious, you're living in the future. And if you are calm, it means you're living in the present. And he was like, so if you are having any of these emotions of feeling super depressed, it's because you're living in a past that you can't change. And it's time to move forward without worrying about it. And he goes, and if you are anxious and having massive anxiety, it's because you are trying to control the future, which you cannot control. When you can't control the future, so you have to let go of that and live in the present, because that's what you can control. You can control your actions of today. You can't control your actions for the next 5 days, but you can control today's actions. Mm-hmm. And that will bring you more peace and more calm once you realize all you have is the actions that you can control today.
Amen. Seriously. Amen. Absolutely. If you've never felt this way, I promise you that is 1,000,000,000% accurate what Sarah just shared with you. It is. And there's, you know, we've talked about limiting beliefs. And it's a conversation that needs to come up every now and again, because we all need that reminder. But you're not meant to live in a state of depression and anxiety. We're not meant to live our lives that way. We're choosing at a certain percentage each and every day to do that. So through coaching, through all these modalities like essential oils, that's why Sarah and I do what we do. That's why we're emotions coaches. That's why Sarah has all these wonderful feathers in her hat to be able to support her clients. That's why I show up for my clients, because we all have inner work to do. And letting go, it's not dismissing. Okay. Don't misconstrue. We got to let it go and let it go. No, that means working through it when we're ready. And so tap into that when you're ready. Connect with us. Connect with, you know, a licensed therapist. Connect with a friend that you can have these important conversations, so you're not holding on to anything from the past or having the anxiousness about the future.
I just looked at my notes. His name was Tim Grover. So if somebody is like, it's not,
Tim
it's
Grover,
terrible.
okay.
Tim Grover. So sorry, I was listening to a lot of different people speak yesterday and he was one of them. But Tim Grover, one other thing that he said, and I just love this, that indecision equals clutter.
Yes.
So when you don't make decision, indecision equals clutter. So when you don't make decision on decisions on things, it creates mind clutter. And it creates all kinds of, again, we live in that anxious or depressed things because we haven't decided to decide. And I think that's a really key component in cluttering up our lives and losing motivation and getting demotivated in things because we haven't made decisions. So I invite you to make a decision about your life today. Make a decision of what you want to do in your future and make a decision to start today.
Have you ever heard the phrase, getting ready to get ready? Y'all, I wore that sweater for years. I'm tired of wearing that sweater. I'm ready. So are you. And you're ready today. So we want to invite you into an opportunity. Once again, we're doing it every month. And I promise this time, I'm actually going to, you know, tap into it. I'm out of the brain fog. And it's the step challenge. Sarah, do you want to share the step challenge for everyone?
So basically, it's just there's an app to download. It's called StrideKick. And we will link that in the show notes in the description below. So you can tap into that. You will register. Once you register through our website, then you'll get an email sending you the link for the registration for the link to join our exclusive group. If you are already one of our listeners who have already been part of our step challenge, you should just receive a link because that will get sent to you via the messenger part of the StrideKick. So if you are already in that group, just be looking for the next link.
Like it's just,
yeah, it's just in the messaging part. And if you've been in there before, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And so look for that. You don't have to re-register with us to get that. You can just jump right into that link that I will be messaging out later mm-hmm. this afternoon. But I wanted to let's talk about an oil really quick that if you are lacking motivation.
I bet you it's the same oil I'm thinking of right now.
Go ahead. Bet it is too. Ready? One, two, three, motivate.
Motivate. Yes. I love this girl. Yes, I was. Anyways, I'm just going to be quiet because that's exactly where obviously Sarah and I were going with this. Girl, I love you. Go ahead. Share the powerful blend of Motivate, please.
Motivate is a super powerful blend because it helps when we are feeling stagnant. Are you feeling stagnant right now? Are you feeling like you're not moving? Are you feeling like you're kind of stuck in a rut? And maybe you've been stuck in a rut since January and you haven't moved since January. This is going to be a great oil that gets you fired up and gets you into action again. All right. This is a great oil. It's going to help you in times of weariness and discouragement. Are you feeling a little bit discouraged right now? Are you feeling like you're not exactly where you want to be? Let me tell you, I've been there. I have been there in the last couple of weeks or the last week, actually. I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't hit my March goals. I was kind of down on myself on not hitting certain goals that I wanted. But it imbues a warrior-like spirit. And if you just heard me talk about ginger the other day, you know how much I love that phrase, that warrior-like. I love that phrase, warrior-like, right? And so it imbues that warrior-like spirit and strengthens individuals to face adversities and challenges. And isn't that what we need? We
Yes.
need something that's going to help us face those challenges. And It is easy to become lethargic or discouraged when one is in a long-term care situation or another emotionally or physically taxing circumstance. Motivate can act as a support in rediscovering and maintaining one's desire to serve. It encourages individuals to work through their feelings of gloom, weariness, or hopelessness rather than slipping into despondency or despair. Instead of remaining paralyzed. Oh my gosh, I can really read today. Remaining paralyzed in these feelings, this blend launches individuals into a positive action. It confidently reassures that they do have the courage needed to face another day. So
I love that last sentence. I love that last sentence. Mm-hmm.
Like, you have courage to face another day. Like, let's keep going. It's only April. We've got 12 weeks. If you've ever read the 12 week year, fantastic, phenomenal book, highly recommend, and go for it. This 12 weeks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can't change the last 12 weeks. Now move forward and change the next 12 weeks. Right. And see what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Stop living in the past. Stop being depressed by the past. Stop being anxious and worried about the future and just start living today. Each day, try to be 1% better. And by the end of the 12 weeks, guess what? You're going to be 90% better because you were just 1% each day.
Amen. Second that, girl.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Essential Oil Scoop. If you've enjoyed today's scoop on essential oils and want to stay updated with our latest episodes, exclusive content, and special offers, be sure to follow us and opt into our exclusive newsletter. Just head on over to our website, theessentialoilscoop.com/newsletter, and opt in today. For more wellness tips and monthly inspiration, connect with us on social media. Follow us on Facebook and YouTube, The Essential Oil Scoop Podcast. And please feel free to share and tag us on all of your essential oil adventures using the hashtag The Essential Oil Scoop. Remember, your wellness journey is our priority. We are here to help and support you every step of the way. Thanks again for being part of our essential oil family. Until next time.